is the Bronte and Lakey podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. All the good bits are on here. Who would have thought so many people getting tattooed by apprentices?
I know, much more trusting than us.
Yeah.
Cheap, maybe.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You will hear in that I think my trust levels for the apprentice were rising at the longer the break went on.
Yes.
Because the more calls that were coming through, the more I thought, oh, maybe you are a little out of touch with the old apprentice, mate.
I mean, you go get an apprentice barber haircut.
Also, parents' behaviour on the sidelines of kids' sport. You reckon a lasting impact is made from a pushy parent when you're six.
Yeah, well, if my brother and my dad is anything to go by.
Oh, snowflake peers.
Yeah.
it's all person problems. And Thailand hunt for the frisky paddleboarders. We did say we were going to play the alphabet game.
Oh, my God, of course we did.
But you need to start. So the rules are that we'll have a conversation, but each time the other one talks, it has to start with the next letter of the alphabet. We'll go through alphabetically.
Ready
you start
to go?
With the A, because that means you get the K, which is the poison chalice.
Are you ready to go?
Bloody oath I am.
Can you believe we finished the show already?
Damn it, I cannot. Done. The loser's corner is that way.
I was already thinking about K. Oh. K is such a killer.
Yeah, it is. Oh. Yeah, too early on that one. Anyway, good game to play with friends and close relatives.
Play it with you. Play it with yourself and your friends.
This is quite an interesting article. Randy couple filmed behaving very badly on a paddleboard off a Thai beach. Police are on the hunt for two tourists who were seen getting a bit too close for comfort just off a beach in Thailand. The tourists were seen floating around 100 feet offshore from Karon Beach in Phuket on Saturday afternoon. I used to live there.
Oh, did you?
That was my local beach.
Is this the type of behaviour that you would expect to see at that beach?
I certainly never saw anyone doing the dirty on a stand-up paddleboard 100 feet offshore.
Uh-huh.
What I will say, and I didn't plan on saying this, but I did have some holiday relations with a lady late night down in the dunes.
Oh, goodness.
And the Thai Mafia came.
Really?
They just came off their scooters, five of them, with bamboo sticks.
And what did they say?
What did they say with their bamboo sticks? Their bamboo sticks said it all. And we ran naked down the beach and I got in a lot of trouble. Somehow the couple managed to keep their balance on the paddleboard as they started doing in front of shocked tourists. Standard mish for those playing along at home, which I think was an opportunity missed.
I think so. If you're going to be on a stand-up paddleboard, stand up. Use your core. Come on. You're out there. You've hired it for what?
Whoop.
$6 an hour.
Whoop. Not as sturdy as it looks. Whoop.
Whoop. Give us a show.
Shocked holiday maker and eyewitness Klaus Weber. Of course,
Klaus Weber
was there with his binoculars, 72. Said, I'm retired. I've been to many places on holiday, but I've never seen this before. And I've been to Ibiza.
Oh.
When anybody swims down at sea, the beach looks further away than it is. So I'm sure they thought nobody could see them. It is true. When you're out there, you're like, oh, I could never swim back to shore. And the person on shore goes, why don't they go out a little deeper on that paddleboard? Police Colonel, I won't say his name, Superintendent of Karon Police Station said they're working to identify the couple. They're believed to be tourists who had rented the stand-up paddleboard or taken it from their hotel, which I love. They're like, yeah, we have managed to eliminate them bringing the stand-up paddleboard from their home country. Investigations are ongoing.
Have they got the Thai Mafia in on it? Have they got their bamboo sticks
out? If the Thai Mafia saw that, they would never be allowed back to shore.
Oh,
there would be five of them with their bamboo sticks just ready to go. Yes.
I'm not doubting the intensity of the Thai Mafia.
Actually, one of my most traumatic moments in my life that I forgot about until you...
And then you changed your name to Klaus Weber, stayed there and watched people do it on a paddleboard.
Here's the best bit of the story. Officers are also reviewing CCTV filmed around the beach to try and identify the culprits. If they're arrested, the couple could face a public obscenity misdemeanor charge.
Ooh.
Guess what that... Guess. Just guess. Just
What's
guess
the punishment?
Guess the punishment for that. Caught in Thailand.
Yep.
Doing the dirty on a stand-up paddleboard on a beach. Plenty of people around. Pretty strict country.
10 years in jail.
$20 fine.
Oh. I'm not a member of the Thai Mafia. I was too tough for them.
$20.
I mean.
Just go and hand yourself in. Here you go. I knew that. I wouldn't have gone down the road.
Bronte and Lakey.
For too long, tall people have been celebrated in society. Like, they've got it all. Mm. Ooh, you're tall. You've got it all. Ooh, you're matching with people on Tinder, are you? Ooh, you can reach the old El Paso tortillas. Ooh, must be nice. No, there's a dark side to being tall. Real life giant says he's sick of the one question he always gets asked by strangers. This man's 7'1".
Oh, holy.
That's one tall dude.
How tall are you? not to diminish your height.
You've read this article, haven't you?
No. He's 7'1". How tall is he? How tall are you?
Well, before answering that, I'm going to say the one question he's sick of getting asked is, how tall are you? And as a tall man myself, as a 6'3.5",
yeah,
I hate that question too.
Or do you?
I do. It's a ridiculous question.
You need to know the specifics of 6'3.5".
I know, because I am me. This is a ridiculous question to ask when someone is standing there observing you with their own eyes. How tall are you? As tall as you can see. You want some numbers to go with this? Remember this. Remember how you felt. Why do you need the numbers?
I don't know.
Seriously. You wouldn't see some huge person and be like, how heavy are you?
That's true. It's
of course
true.
It's rude, but also, like, oh, once they tell you the number, oh, all of a sudden, yeah, no, I'll remember the vision of you more than the number you told me afterwards.
Are you annoyed at the frequency of the question, or you do consider it to be quite rude?
I don't consider it rude. I just think people are conditioned to ask the question. And if they really thought about it, I'm like, you've already got all the information you need. Why do you, like, you're going to write it down somewhere? You're writing a letter to describe me?
I think people are just then collating different heights in their mind so that
Makes sense, because I saw another tall guy the other day. He was 6'1" and you are slightly taller, probably an inch or two.
What
really,
if they
you?
Find themselves at the scene of a crime and they see the perpetrator and they have to describe how tall the person is? They need to have some evidence to go off.
Well, he was about as tall as this guy I spoke to last year who said he was 6'3". Ridiculous. This 7'1" guy is also annoyed and sick of telling people how tall he is at each time. He's 7'1".
Mm.
I have reached perfect height. I mean, I feel bad for this guy. I would not want to be any taller or any shorter. I was on a massive growth spurt and I saw it coming. And I had this low ceiling at my house when I was 19, and I would push against the tallness every day for 10 minutes for a whole year just to tell my body, hey,
helped?
Stop.
Oh,
I think it did.
Oh, okay.
I think my shins hurt a lot for a few months there, but I think eventually people were like, yeah, all right, this guy's finished now.
Is one of the follow-up questions you get when people ask how tall you are, how tall are your parents? Because I feel like that'd be nice.
Yeah. Is your dad tall? Oh, they do say that, don't they? Your mother must be tall.
Do you only talk to people from South Australia?
The man struggles living in an average-sized world. People think tall is good. I'll tell you some of the things that this guy struggles with that I also. He's got size 18 feet. Difficult to shop for shoes,
that's
tall
true.
People. It's not all good. Difficult to sleep in a normal bed.
Oh, true.
My girlfriend, every night for the first 3 months, she was tucking the sheets in. I said, can you stop tucking the sheets in? She's like, don't you just love getting into a tucked in bed? I was like, no, but look where my feet are. Out the end. They're bursting through like football players running through a crepe.
Like a giant.
Crepe sign. What else is there? Once he hit 14, growing pains. Yes.
Mm.
Traveling is horrible. Planes. I am flying Vietjet to Vietnam for 8 hours this Friday. I'm not looking forward to it.
Do you pay for extra legroom?
Nope.
Oh, well then, that's on you.
Mm. It's extra money.
Yeah.
Showers. I've got a squat in the shower. Concerts? Oh, you have no idea
about
concerts.
You were talking to me about the
people
concerts.
People
said,
oh, you must have a great view up there. Yeah, and look at all the annoyed 5'5"ers behind me as well.
Again, the accent. I don't know who you're talking to, but they come from...
Jilted people, weirdos in society always coming up to me. It ain't all good, that's all. I just want to fly the flag for this tall man today, because people think tall's good. It's not. I mean, it's not good being short either.
No, you and Pat are just at such opposite spectrum, ends of the spectrum.
Jeez, she started going to the Cairo because we started kissing more. Very hard for the girl.
Bronte and Lakey.
7:13, Bronte and Lakey, we are doing this.
Come on, let's get ready to rumble.
Can you beat Bronte?
Well, if you can, $800 goes to you. Came mighty close yesterday. It really spanned over 4 days, that saga, didn't it?
I know, and I was just thinking, I was like, I don't remember my time in the soundproof booth yesterday, and it's because I wasn't there. We just went straight to the tiebreaker.
Ian, Yesterday's loss is your gain. $800 on the line this morning. You usually play with the kids in the car.
Yeah, definitely.
You'd take the kids away with that cash as well. $800 could get you pretty far.
Yep. Good stuff. That's it.
Are they there with you right now, Ian?
Yep. They're in the back seat on the way to work, dropping them to school. So,
what's been the briefing for the kids, Ian? Is it, hey, zip it so daddy
yep,
can take you on a holiday?
Pretty much.
All right. A bit of an audience. I like it.
Bronte's in the soundproof booth. She is heading there now. Five questions, Ian. You know how it works.
Yep.
30 seconds. Question number one. What is the smallest planet in our solar system?
Pluto.
Troy Bolton and Gabriela Montez are the two main characters in what 2006 Disney
Fast School musical?
How many bones do sharks have?
Zero.
True or false, lobsters communicate with urine?
False.
Kim Kardashian dated which Saturday Night Live alumni?
Kanye.
All in. With a bit of time to spare. Not bad. Not bad, if I do say so myself. Going to give Bronte the wave?
Yeah.
She was closing her eyes in the soundproof booth as well for a while there. That's hard.
Concentrating.
The vision-proof booth.
Hello.
Had to knock on the door.
Yeah, sorry. I was just enjoying my time. I wasn't there yesterday. Missed it.
I'm just trying to figure out how many Ian got.
Right or wrong? What mind games are you playing with me, Lakey?
Oh, that's interesting.
Carry the two.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought that.
Stop distracting me.
Carry the two. That crosses over. What's $800 divided
by
four kids? Here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. Question number one. What is the smallest planet in our solar system?
A Mercury.
Troy Bolton and Gabriela Montez.
High School Musical.
How many bones do sharks have?
Three.
True or false, lobsters communicate with urine?
True.
Kim Kardashian dated which Saturday Night Live alumni?
Pete Davidson.
All in, with time to spare. Hey, like those pineapples, Ian?
I don't know. I'm not good with the pop culture stuff.
That's my bread and butter. Slurp that up every morning.
Give me geography and maths, I'm there.
Ooh.
Okay, question number six. what is the smallest planet in our solar system? Ian said Pluto, you said Mercury. Why do you guys make me let Ian know that Pluto is a dwarf planet that's been cancelled from the whole solar system?
Yeah,
the answer is unfortunately Mercury.
Unfortunately?
I'm on Ian's side.
What? Was?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Kicked
it's
out.
Not anymore. Troy Bolton and Gabriela Montez are the two main characters in what 2006 Disney TV movie, High School Musical. Both got that right.
We're all in this together.
2-1 Bronte. True or false, lobsters communicate with urine? Ian said false. Bronte said true. The answer is true.
Yeah.
Only the French lobsters, though.
Why?
Shouldn't they go wee wee?
Yeah.
All right, you two.
The double act coming to a town near you. How many bones do sharks have? Ian said zero.
Yeah.
You said three. The answer is zero.
Oh, no.
No bones in a shark.
They're all cartilage.
three.
Two?
Is it three, two?
One?
One, two, three. Yeah, two. It's 3-2 to Bronte. Kim Kardashian dated which Saturday Night Live alumni? Ian said Kanye West. You said Pete Davidson.
Yes!
Pete Davidson is correct. Bronte survives another
good job.
Scare. Yes. Just.
Sorry to do that with your kids in the car,
right.
Ian.
Now you're going to make my kids disappointed.
Oh, welcome to my parents' life every day.
Get on your Ian.
Job.
Try again tomorrow. Get one of the kiddies involved, baby.
Yeah.
$850.
Love it. Love it.
Hit jackpots too tomorrow. Bronte and
Lakey. Parents' behaviour on the sideline at kids' sport. The winter sports season about to begin. This is something my parents were pretty familiar with. My sister and I played soccer growing up, and often games would be on a cold weekend morning. They'd be there, mum and dad. They're pretty good. They're there most games.
Mm.
And then my brother came along and he didn't have as sporty a gene as my sister and I, but they still kind of pushed him into playing soccer. He was a bit of a gamer.
Right.
And he has never played sports since his under sixes round many, many years ago because dad was such a terrible sideline parent.
Mm.
And he, like, I don't know what it was about peers playing rather than Chloe and I, but he just got so aggressive, so involved in the game of an under six match, he got banned from ever coming to watch the boys play ever again.
Yeah, JP. Certainly stands for John Paul, not Justice of the Peace in this situation. I can understand that because I think obviously he loves his daughters and he's proud to see them go as well.
Yeah.
But I think as a dad seeing your young son play sport, I think it's a semi-reflection upon yourself and your own coordination and athletic ability.
That might be it.
I could very much imagine me being a very pushy sport parent.
Well, that's what I'd like to hear on 131060. Sideline parents, if you've been one, if you've had one, what's the worst that they did? Lots of studies I'm just reading have come out being like, how much a parent, like their behavior at these games impacts how much a kid enjoys the sport. So Piers has said in the last 20 years, dad was such a terrible sideline parent. He never played sport ever again. And it's true. Like he never dabbled in it ever again because dad was just so aggressive at an under sixes match once.
That saddens me because that's my plan. Like whenever we go to like a kids shopping center or something, I'll seek out the sport baby toys. And I'm like, ooh, plush football. Yeah, 6 months old. Yeah, I'll start them with that. Maybe start dangling the tennis ball in front of them by the time they're one.
Yeah.
I would go hard. I'll make Bernard Tomic's dad seem like Mother Teresa.
You'll
I could feel myself
fever.
Getting embroiled.
You can't. This is all the studies are saying how crazy you are as a parent on the sideline impacts the kids.
I know, but there's got to be some outliers. The Williams sisters are successful, right? It would just be a combination of too competitive, not enough to do on the weekends, and a gaping hole in my own what could have been athletic prowess.
Or maybe a lack of ability from the kid, if you can see it early on, which dad probably did with my brother.
I would be so. No, I would find something for them. I would find a sport. I would tour them across the country. Archery, badminton.
You'll find something for them.
I'll find something for my uncoordinated boy.
Well, they never did for Piers, so what could have been? He could have been a great archery player.
Well, we've got gin to give away. Experience Australia's favourite gins with Garden Street Gin Club's curated boxes. Pushy parents, bad
parents
on the sidelines. What have you seen? What did you experience? Are you one? Calls next, 131060.
Grunty and Lakey.
Craig, I'm 131060. Your mum was the worst, you reckon?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't dad. It was mum.
Wow.
It was mum.
Wow.
We played AFL code football, three of us boys out of four. And I was the youngest and, of course, I was the smallest. So I used to cop a few hits and the coach showed me a couple of things and then mum come and watch. She was louder than the coach and probably coaching more than the coach. And the coach actually at the break turned around and said to her, "Do you mind? I am a coach. Can you let me coach them, not you?"
Ooh.
Did your mum zip it from then on, or did that just
she
fire up?
She said, "Well, just coach them properly then."
Classic.
Or else I'll take your job. I like it.
I wish my mum was more involved. I think I could have got further if my parents were a bit more involved.
Well, you played tennis. Didn't you play highly competitive tennis?
Yeah, I did, but I was
the
most competitive.
They had nothing to do with
it. No, they were like, "Oh, fourth place gets a ribbon." I was like, "No, whip me." Michael on 131060.
Yeah, Chris, how are you guys?
Yeah,
hey.
Good. You're one of those parents that can maybe take it a little too far.
Yeah. I'm really passionate about sports. Yeah. And
how many kids have you got?
I got four.
Oh, my goodness. What are they playing?
Netball and football.
Oh, netball parents scare me.
Well, I think four is good because you're then hedging your bets a little more. There's got to be one out of the four that you can like, this has got the competitive. You've got it, kid. You've
got
the X factor.
Have you got that one kid?
I got one kid that's competitive and the other three are like, oh, we'll just turn it for fun.
Michael said, we're not paying for fun. We're paying for medals.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
So does your then... like pushy parent nature, just do you double down on the one that's got the talent, or are you like, no, I've got to oil these other three squeaky wheels?
I've got to oil the other three.
Okay, I like it.
Got to get them all up above par. Fair enough.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, good on you for being brave this morning, Michael. Stunning from you. To Neil on 131060. You have a friend who is the pushy parent. Oh, how embarrassing.
No, she's all right. She's super supportive when her daughter's off the field, but when she's on the field, it's like she's watching like competitive NRL.
Are you there with her on the sideline as a good friend watching the daughter play and just being a bit embarrassed by the behaviour?
Not embarrassed. Sometimes I just like pretend like, oh, yeah, that wasn't her. That was the person sitting next to us. Oh. Like,
how's the daughter on the field? Is she? She's playing NRL. She must be pretty tough.
Yeah, she's tough. I think she enjoys it, to be honest. Like, I think it gives her that motivation. But then, like I said, she's super sweet when she comes off the field. Like, good job, Barb. You did amazing. Mm. That was a great tackle. Fever. Like, yeah.
Well, that's not going to get her to the big leagues, is it? I want to give the gin to Michael because yes. I'd like him ginned up on a Saturday morning going even harder to push this this talented youngster all the way to the big leagues.
I like it.
Grunty and Lakey.
Your letter for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks Wednesday, the 17th of April, is T for Tango.
Grunty and Lakey.
Walking in the local shopping centre the other day, you know the one.
I do.
And there was a tattoo parlour. I walked past and just had a little printout sign on it. Apprentice rates available. Immediately, I just thought, oh, it must be some sort of tradie apprentice discount. I didn't really think it through. And then 5 minutes later, the penny dropped. Oh, no, this is you get a discount if you're going to let the apprentice tattooist tattoo you. And I thought, well, I don't have any tattoos myself.
I was going to say, yeah, you don't have any.
Nah, clean skin. It's not going out of fashion anytime soon. Tried and tested. But if I were to get a tattoo, no offense to the very talented tattoo apprentices out there, but I'd certainly be wanting someone with a couple of years' experience.
Really?
Under their belt. What do you mean, really?
I don't know.
It's my skin. Yeah. It's my beautiful pink sheet.
It depends where you're getting it. I have one tattoo. It's behind my ear. I forget it's there. If the apprentice did it, I think the girl who did do it had only been doing tattoos like a year. Mm. Oh, I can't see it. I don't really care.
Well, maybe like a little one that you can cover up or something.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, but a whole... Whole chest piece, please. 50% off, is it? All right, go for your life.
Yeah.
I wondered, I mean, I didn't go in there. I should have done some more journalistic research. So how many tattoos have you done, apprentice? What's the best tattoo story ever screwed up? It would take some kahunas, I would say.
Yeah.
And there's got to be people out there on 131060 that have been tattooed by an apprentice tattooist, right?
Mm-hmm.
131060, have you been tattooed by an apprentice tattooist? That's not that's one of the examples that could be talked about. That's not the specific thing that I'm getting to.
Casting a wider net.
I think, have you dealt with an apprentice in general to get a budget discount? So it can't just be tattooists, right? Massages. That's a low stakes one.
Beauty treatments in general. There's a few like beauty schools that when I lived in Brisbane, I'd go there rather than pay at like a beautician because they're students, they're learning, and it's like 75% off.
Really?
That's great.
That's how juicy the discount
is.
Yeah, I think things where not much could go wrong. They screw up your makeup, you just do it again, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think apprentice chiro.
Yeah.
That's got to be tough. Trainee chiro student.
I'm seeing the student physios today again. $30 rather than $100 to see my regular one.
Oh, my God.
I'm realizing I love an apprentice.
The only apprentice I've ever dealt with was an apprentice barber.
Ooh.
And he was there just, like, sweeping the hair. And then he was like, hey, bro, do you mind if my apprentice just shaves around the sides? And I was like,
yeah, I don't know.
How long has he been apprenticing for?
Hair's a big one.
Yeah, and he was there. And, like, the barber was just hovering over my ear going, yep, get in there. That's it. Yep, keep going. Yep. And I was sweating profusely.
I would be.
But I thought hair grows back. Tattoos is hardcore. Vets, my university was a specialist vet school, so they'd have vet trainers there, vet trainee vets.
Yes.
You take your vet there. Cheap vet bills. Sorry, you take your pet there. You take your pet to the vet. Cheap bills there too. 131060. A lot of people calling up.
I know. Look at all these.
It looks like specific tattoo calls coming through. Okay, maybe we change to that. Yeah. 131060, have you got involved with a cheap apprentice for a cheap price? And I'd love to hear some what went wrong.
Yeah.
If so, but if not, maybe nothing does go wrong. Maybe it's literally just you can't go on the tools until you pass your test.
Exactly.
131060, have you dealt with the apprentice? And what happened? Calls next. Grunty and Lakey.
Grunty and Lakey.
Jody on 131060. Jody on 131060. You had a half... Hello. Had a half sleeve done by an apprentice.
I did, yes. I had it done for my two girls, and they got the date of birth wrong for one of my children.
Oh,
no. Do you think this was specific to the apprenticeship, or it could have happened to anyone? Mm. Or they were just, were they nervous maybe, and they forgot the forgot the date, or what was there an out for the apprentice?
Well, there was. They had never done a 5-hour session before.
Fatigue set in.
Did they get like the date and the month back
to front? Yes, it was the day and the month. I mean, she said, oh, in America, that's how they say it, but I knew it was wrong. That's not how I see it.
Yeah. I love that the apprentice was trying to defend themselves.
And I was like, wasn't having any of that.
Have you got it fixed up, or you just kind of kept it?
No, I definitely had it fixed up. Okay. I had it removed, and then I had the last bit covered, and then I had it redone.
Wow. And the apprentice is never tattooed again. I would assume that you would have to, if I was an apprentice, what do I know about tattoos? But you should do the important information first.
Yeah.
So at least if you're fatiguing, it's like, oh, sorry, was that supposed to be green? I've done it blue.
I would have thought they'd have a stencil or something, though, that they could just, I don't know.
A draft, maybe? I don't know. We're really trying to defend the apprentice there. But good on you, Jodie. Glad you got it fixed up. Mm. Danielle on 131060. A lot of tattoo. It's Tattoo Tuesday now.
Isn't it?
You've had 4 tattoos done by apprentices.
Yeah, so I've had 2 done from one apprentice who was just like finishing their apprenticeship. So they'd already been tattooing, I don't even know how long they do it for actually. And so I got 2 tattoos from her and they're amazing, and they should have cost me like $900 and they only cost me $200.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's the Goldilocks zone, isn't it? When and it's an apprentice, you're getting the rates, but they're basically in the last few weeks of the apprenticeship.
Yeah, and then I've just had, and then I've had another 2 done from another apprentice who had been tattooing for a year, and I just got a new one from her actually on Friday, and again, both of hers are amazing too. So I just saved loads of money.
Yeah,
I've just had a Google. A tattoo apprenticeship usually around 2 to 3 years, at the max 5.
Yeah,
that's,
I like that.
That's pretty decent.
Yeah, you've done your time. If you've done a 5-year apprenticeship.
Mm.
Jeez.
For anything.
Yeah, Chantel on 131060. Learning that some tattoo apprentices are studying harder at the parlor than physio students are studying at university. You've gone to a beauty apprentice, got a Brazilian. Nice. Oh. Details.
Yeah. Not nice.
No.
Gruesome.
I used to get my like eyebrows and, you know, all those beauty treatments done at the uni, and it was so cheap and so good. Like everything was all, you know, checked by their mentors and stuff. So I decided to do a Brazilian one day. It probably took about 5 times longer than it should have.
Oh, God.
And by the end of it, it was so sore. I didn't even think I could walk out of there.
Can we get some crutches, please, for the lady who just had a 5 times?
Crutch.
Why did it take so long? Why did Brazilian? I don't know how Brazilians work. Why did it take 5 times longer?
I've had
You're not 5 times as hairy.
I've had a similar experience. Is that they didn't know how? Like I think I had a similar thing with a student beautician, Chantel, and they couldn't like work out the wax down there, and it was they had like burnt me down there.
Yes. Yeah, it was like either too hot or too cold, and when it's too cold it doesn't work properly. So and then like not ripping it properly or the right way, and it was just very painful.
I had no idea the ratios of
to the
wax.
Beauty school, and you can experience it if you'd like.
Was it 1 part glue, 2 parts honey? What's the big deal? Easy. Well, good calls. A lot of people. Maybe we should do Tattoo Tuesday or something. Tattoo-based phone Tuesday.
Lots of love for apprentices, we should say.
Of course.
Well.
Of course.
You got to learn somewhere.
Yes, you do.
And sometimes.
Ain't that the truth? Good on you, guys.
That was the Bronte and Lakey podcast.
Bronte and Lakey.